Well, grandparent scams or emergency scams take advantage of a person's concern for their friends and family. This long-time scam is being made even more realistic with the help of AI voice cloning. Scammers need only a few seconds of recorded audio of a person's voice to replicate it using AI tools. Then they can use it to send AI-generated calls, voicemails, and voice messages to consumers, usually with the aim of getting money. The fake messages usually leverage urgency or distress to manipulate the recipient into doing something. They often impersonate a friend or a family member and say they're in trouble and need money right away. The familiar voice makes these scams convincing. So, how can you protect yourself against AI-generated scam calls? Always double-check the source. If you get an unusual, urgent, or emotional voice message, call the person you think it is directly, or have someone else call them to double-check if it was them. Check the caller ID on voicemails, but remember that caller ID can be spoofed. And it's important to stop and think before you react. If you're scared or taken off guard, you may be less likely to notice the details of a scam call. Scammers will try to pressure you to act as quickly as possible, so you don't have time to think. Pause and try to remain calm. Does the message really sound like the person you think it is? Listen for odd pauses and word choices that don't sound normal for the person it's supposed to be. Also, have a safe word for calls. Pick a unique word for you and your family to use on the phone if you are in trouble. Keep this word private. If you receive an urgent phone call that seems to be from a family member and they don't use the word, hang up and call them directly. And trust your gut. If you receive a strange call or voicemail, ask a friend or loved one for a second opinion or check BBB.org for information about common scams. Finally, limit where you post your voice online. Remember that very little audio is needed to imitate a person's voice with AI tools. It's easy for scammers to find audio on the internet. You may want to consider limiting where you share audio of your voice publicly and setting your social media profiles to private. To learn more on how to protect yourself from scams, visit bbb.org/scamtips.